everyone on Blind Cool Tech. This is Matt Roberts, and I thought I would take a few moments and give some information about the Olympus WS320M, since there's been a lot of discussion about it on the BCT email list, and there's been a few podcasts about it on the podcast episodes about it too. And I currently have one, and I've been using it for a couple of weeks, and I find it very useful. In fact, most of my personal podcasts that I have done, or at least the entries, that is, have been done with the Olympus WS320M using the internal microphones. I don't have any external mics at this time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a few minutes. I know Mary Emerson covered this in a previous installment of Blind Cool Tech, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to repeat a little bit of what she said, because I'm going to go over the controls on the WS320, and I'm also going to show you the different beeps and how to do various functions that you'll need to get up and running with this recorder if you decide to buy it. When you get the recorder, it will come with batteries already installed, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you how to take out the battery and put the battery in again, and I'll show you what happens when you do that. I have the recorder in my hand with the switches on the left and the buttons on the right, and there are two jacks on the top. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to flip the recorder over, and when I do this, the battery door is facing away from me. I'm going to push down on the battery door to remove it from the recorder. You'll hear a click that indicates, and the battery door is now in my hand. To take out the battery, you would take the end, or stick your finger in the end that is to the right, and the battery should easily be removed. I have now removed the battery, and to reinsert the battery, you take the flat end and point it to the left. I believe that would be the negative end. You place it in with the flat end to the left, and when you get it in, the recorder will indicate audibly that it has indeed received the battery. And it just gave me two beeps to indicate the battery has been inserted properly. I'm going to replace the battery door, or the battery cover, by putting the cover back on. And it's best, once you put the battery back in, to turn the unit around so that the battery door is facing you. It's easier to put it on. I'm going to go over the switches for you real quick. I know Mary, again, covered this, but I'm going to also show you what happens when you activate the switches and the buttons on the recorder. There are, on the left side of the recorder, you have two switches. The bottom one is voice and music. Down is voice, up is music. When you switch between the two modes, the recorder will give you a double beep. It is now on voice mode, which is where it was before. The way you adjust the volume is using the arrow buttons up and down. Now, on the top is the headphone jack as well as the microphone jack. And I honestly don't remember right now which one is which, so you'll have to try them both and figure out which one is which. On the right-hand side, there are three buttons: record, stop, and play. When you press the play button to play something, and I'm going to go into one of my folders, and I'll get to that in a moment, but when you switch folders, it will also beep. And since I don't remember which folder I'm in, I'm just going to press the play button. You'll notice when I press stop, it gave a double beep. Now we're going to talk about the controls on the face of the unit itself, and I would say it's not the part that's in my hand, but it's the other part. It's on the face of the unit. You have your two microphones on the top. Below that is a display. Below that is a round four-way button, or control rather. In the middle of that, there is a smaller button. Below that is your speaker. If you press and hold that little button inside of the control for about 2 seconds, it'll give you a double beep and will take you into the menu. Now, the nice thing about this unit is it will beep while you're in the menu and while you're changing things. It'll also give you a signal when you have exited the menus. And from what I understand, if you hold that button down for 30 seconds, it will initialize the whole Olympus unit. We're not going to do that because I have some material in here I don't want to lose. This unit does have a clock. I have figured out a way to set it, which if anybody wants that information, I will provide it to you. But I think trying to explain on this recording would be a bit going into too much depth with this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how you would change a couple of things. Now, one feature I use quite a bit is I have files in here I do not want to delete. Now, I forgot to mention that below the arrow control button, on the left is your delete key and on the right is your folder button. If I press delete right now, it'll give me a prompt on the screen and ask me if I want to delete this file. I don't want to do that, so I'm going to press stop, and you're going to hear it acknowledge that. Yep, it just gave me the double beep. Let me do it again, because it gave me a double... I waited too long, and it gave me the double beep, but you may not have heard that. I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to press stop, because I don't want to do that. And it gave me an indication that it took that command. It just gave me a triple beep, or whatever it was. I want to lock this file. I don't want to delete it. So the way you do that, and again, Mary has gone through the menus pretty well on her review, so I'm not going to repeat that information here, but I am going to show you one procedure, and that will be to lock this file. I'll also show you how to change from conference to dictation, because you may want to do that as well. And I'm not real sure what mode I have this in. I believe it's in dictation mode. So that will be determined later on in this recording. So I want to lock this file. So what I will do is I will press that little button inside of the control. And when I do that, we will hear two beeps. Now I'm going to arrow down three times. And that is where the submenu option is. I'm going to press the middle button, which is OK. I'm currently on the lock file setting. That's where it's sitting. I'm going to press OK again. I'm going to arrow down once to indicate that I want to lock this file, and then I'm going to press OK. And I have now locked the file, if all goes well. To get out of the menus, you press stop, and you will be indicated. It will indicate by two beeps. And let's see if I can delete this file now. I cannot. It won't even let me go into the menu. If I press delete, I get that error signal telling me the file is locked. The other thing I want to show you is how to change from conference to dictation. But before I do that, I need to figure out what mode I'm in. Well, on the Olympus, you can tell which mode it is because if it is in conference mode, you'll hear a little bit more noise than you would if it was in dictation mode. So I'm going to record something on the recorder, and the way I do that is simply press the record button. And when I do, I will hear one beep. I am recording a message on the Olympus WS320M to find out which mode I'm in. Now, if I want to pause this recording, I don't want to stop it, I can press record again, and I'll get two beeps. and now the recording is paused, and it says in the manual, I believe, it will pause for up to an hour. So now we will press record again to continue recording. I've paused it. I'm done with whatever it is I want to do, so I will press record and continue recording. Now it's recording. I'm going to pause so you can hear the beeps. Okay, now I'm done recording, so I'm going to stop the recording by pressing the stop button. And when I do that, the Olympus will acknowledge by giving two beeps. Now, I've made a recording, so we're going to find out which mode we're in, because whatever mode it is, we want to change to the other mode. So I'm going to press play.
I am recording a message on the Olympus WS320M. To find out which mode I'm in. Now, if I want to pause this recording, I don't want to stop it.
Okay, I'm going to stop this recording by pressing the stop button. Beeps. Okay, we're going to change this, and I believe it's in dictation mode. Whatever mode it's in, we're going to change it to the other mode, and we'll verify that by making another recording. So what I need to do is go back into the menu by holding down that little button again. Arrow down once. Press OK, arrow up one time, and you'll hear a different beep when you arrow up, and then I'm going to press OK again. And I just press stop to exit out of the menu. Now, if all went well, it changed the mode, and now I will record another message. I'm recording another message to check to see which mode I am in with the Olympus 320M. I'm going to press stop. And now I'm going to press play. And I believe we were in conference mode, but we're going to verify that in just a second.
I'm recording another message to check to see which mode I am in with the Olympus 320M. I'm going to press stop.
Now you'll notice when it's done recording, you'll get two beeps. Now, we're going to play the other message that I recorded before that, and the way we do that is by pressing the left arrow. You will notice the Olympus will beep to indicate that we have gone left. Left arrow is a low beep, right arrow is a high beep, and if you're at the end of the message list, you will hear this beep. So we're going to go two messages to the left, press play.
I am recording a message on the Olympus WS320M to find out which mode I'm in. Now, if I want to pause this recording, I don't want to stop it.
Going to go to the next message.
I can press recording. I'm recording another message to check to see which mode I am in with the Olympus 320M.
We are in conference mode right now, so I'm going to switch it back to dictation mode by going into the menu, and I'm not going to voice all the steps. I'm just going to do it. But listen to the beeps, and you'll figure out, I believe, what is happening. Okay, what I did was I pressed menu, or went into the menu, arrowed down once to mode, pressed OK, arrowed, and pressed OK again, which changed the mode, and then pressed stop to get out of it. Now, a very difficult thing on this recorder, even though I do like it, and it is a nice recorder for the price, and I think it makes pretty good recordings, and you can edit them with SoundForge, or whatever sound editor you want that will accept WMA files, is there is no warning when the battery goes dead. If you are recording something or you are playing something and your battery goes dead, it simply will just quit. You'll hear three beeps and that's it. Your recorder will stop working. Now, if you wait a little bit or take the battery out and put the battery back in, you will get some more time out of it. But if you think your battery is going to go dead soon, I suggest you have a spare AAA battery available, because once it dies, that's it. There's no warning. There's no indication that you're going to be without the ability to record. Now, one thing I want to mention about when you disconnect the recorder to plug it into a computer, it will acknowledge that you have reconnected it, or I should say connected the parts together, with a double beep. I'm going to show you that. I just took the recorder apart. I have the battery thing in my right hand and the rest of the recorder in my left, and the USB port is now exposed. I am going to put it back together, and if all goes well, we should have an indication that it has indeed been put back together by an audible confirmation. There we go. Sometimes it takes a while to get that audible confirmation. Now, if you want to be sure you don't accidentally record things and hit record by mistake, there is a hold switch. If you put that switch up, it will lock the recorder and none of the buttons will work. Now, the last thing I want to talk about when operating this recorder, and you have to be careful about this, this recorder does not have a specific pause function for play. The Olympus definition of pause is pressing the stop button. And when you press play, you're back where you were when you stopped it. If you press the play button, thinking that it is a pause button, this is what will happen.
I'm recording another message to check to see what mode I am in with the Olympus 320M. I'm going to press stop.
You'll notice that if you press the play button once while it's playing, it starts playing your message slower. If you press it again, it will play it faster. That was something I found extremely confusing when I first got my recorder, was the fact that it does not have a pause mode. I am going to demonstrate that because I do have a music file. Actually, I'll do it with one of my recordings in here. We'll use the first recording we made earlier. I think that would be better than using a music file, even though we may do it with a music file as well. Press play.
I am recording a message on the Olympus WS320M.
Press stop, and I'm going to press play again.
M to find out which mode I'm in. Now, if I want to pause this recording,
I press stop there. Now, if you go, now there is an exception to the rule here. If I go to the music player, which I do have a file that I kind of was playing around with it and decided to see if I could do this. So I kind of created a file that has my voice at the beginning telling you what song it is. So I'm going to use that file as our music test here. I'm going to flip this to music, which will be acknowledged. And now I'm going to press play. Oops, won't do it. It's telling me by that error beep that it's not on a file. Now, I know there's a music file in here, but what I have to do is press either the right or left arrow. I'm going to press the right arrow in this case, which will put me on the music file that's in here. Now I'm going to press play.
The Saturday afternoon music show continues on VC1 with Starship. It's not over till it's over.
And I'm going to stop that. If I press play now, now, that is paused. If I press play, it will continue playing. But if I go back to the voice mode now, and I press play,
I am recording a message on the Olympus WS320M to find out which mode I'm in. Now,
and it's back on the message that we were listening to in voice mode, but it is on the beginning of it. Now, if I go back to music mode again, I'm going to press play.
The Saturday afternoon music show continues on VC1 with Starship.
And it started over again. Now, I believe the reason it started over with that music file is because the recorder is in use. But if the recorder had gone to sleep, I believe it would have put itself back in the state that it was in originally when I went to music mode, which was to give us that error beep. I hope this covers the information about using the recorder with all the beeps and all the questions people have about the usability of it as a blind person. If you have any questions, you can contact me via the BCT email list, Blind Cool Tech email list, or email me. My email address is blindbiker, that's BLINDBIKER, at POBOX.com. That's blindbiker at POBOX.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.